97.5, The Fanatic.
He said, oh, he in Philly, he went to Lower Merion. Yeah, okay. So we knew that's how people thought. He knew that. He didn't, that didn't bother him. It just fueled more fire in him.
Mark Jackson from NBC Sports Philly, pre and post game for the Sixers, joining the morning show on 97.5 The Fanatic as we broadcast from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, speaking on his very close friend Kobe Bryant. I'm Devon Givens with you. Connor Thomas producing the show. Joe Torti in at 8. We will hear from Donnie Carr in the 8 o'clock hour. Michael Bradley, who covered Kobe Bryant in high school and through the NBA, and Anthony Gilbert, who has covered Kobe and known Kobe since he was a high school basketball player at Lower Merion, all through the Lakers, of course, in the NBA. 610-632-0975. We have three open phone lines because people dropped off during the commercial break. We're going 20 minutes commercial free here, so if you want to jump in, share your thoughts on Kobe Bryant. We certainly do not forget Gianna Bryant, also being on the helicopter as well, and so many other losses of lives in that helicopter crash yesterday morning in California. The UConn Huskies are about to play a game against Team USA, the women's basketball team, and they have put together, of course, since Gianna wanted to be a part of UConn basketball and wanted to play there, as they take a moment of silence for both Kobe and Gianna and the rest of the passengers on the helicopter ride. They have put together a jersey and all, and a flowers and everything at the XL Center in Connecticut before their game, just in memory of those two. So 610-632-0975. Share your thoughts on Kobe Bryant, what he meant to the city, what he meant to you. And give us some of your favorite memories about Kobe Bryant, right? He gave us a lot of really good memories as a basketball player for many, many years. Many, many years. So far, the guys are starting to take the night off. James Harden just announced that he will not play against the Utah Jazz tonight. Chris Paul will not play tonight, and they're all for personal reasons, and we know what those personal reasons are. They had this relationship with Kobe Bryant. It is said that I think Chris Haynes was saying that, as I look at it, yes, the NBA provided grieving counselors for the Lakers on Monday to aid in dealing with the tragic loss of Kobe Bryant. After speaking with players and members of staff, it was determined the best course of action was postponing Tuesday's game. So there you have that, the latest on why and what they're doing in terms of canceling the game tomorrow night. Let's go back to the phones. Joe in West Philly, next on The Fanatic. Joe.
Yo, what's up, Devon? How you doing, man?
What's going on?
Yo, I like how you started the show out. You know what I'm saying? Like you know, like if Lower Merion 10 minutes from you, it was like 15 minutes from me. You
right.
know what I mean? We're here in West Philly. I mean, you know, I think a lot of this stuff is where you were and where you brought up from, and, you know, the people who raised you. And, you know, Kobe Pop, Stone Cold, Southwest guy, Bartram guy, made it from the pros, played for his home team. And, you know, years later, I didn't know this. I mean, like 20 years ago now, but his mother and his grandma, you know, they lived around the half a block around the corner from where I was in West Philly.
Mm-hmm.
So I know, you know what I mean? The kid, when had his mother and his father. So, you know, he had that Stone Cold Philly mentality. You know what I'm saying? And my version of Kobe in basketball was always, he was Mike, who was bigger and stronger. You know, he just got a guy who got, you know, a little bit bigger. He did, man, and things like that, man. Isn't anybody, everybody wanted to be like Mike, but if that's the way you can get away with it, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, he was the closest thing to it. And it's funny because a lot of times he would say that he idolized Magic Johnson, which he may have done.
But, yeah, he may have.
But, you know, it was what we saw, and what we saw was a mirror image, or again, as close as possible to seeing Michael Jordan out there on the floor as what Kobe Bryant was. And that's why when we would have those discussions about LeBron James turning into what LeBron James ultimately yeah. became, and Kobe Bryant still having those back and forth. Those were real conversations, and guess what? Because he was that good. So it was okay to have that conversation.
Yeah, I mean, and, he was that good that, you know, you could look the other way. Like, man, this guy, you know, he used to go, I mean, go off like no other. I used to tell my cousin, I said, man, if they let him shoot like James Harden shooting, who knows how
much. Oh, man. I mean, we saw the 81. He might have actually, right today, he might have gotten 100. He might have gotten 100.
Definitely, man. God bless him, his family, his daughter. You know what I'm saying? You know, dudes like that, the reason I want a son. I want to take my look. That's the guy you watch and things like that. Man, yeah. But he was at my son's school, you know, just last year. I mean, he's a little dude, but, you know what I mean? You know, later on he'll figure out, you know, he'll find out, you know, where the presence was in the school.
Absolutely, man. Well, listen, man, thanks for that, Joe.
Thanks,
really
bro.
Appreciate it. You got it. And the great thing about, we talk about if Kobe was from here or not, and he always spoke openly about how he loved Philadelphia. And the one thing with him being in Los Angeles, I mean, he grew up in Los Angeles. How could you not want, who wouldn't want to be in Los Angeles if that's where your job was and you were having success, you were successful, and in his field, he was winning championships early. Of course he's Los Angeles now, but he never lost the Philadelphia in him. He said it. We just heard Mark Jackson talk about it. The way the fans really embraced him at that final game back here in Philadelphia, where he got the standing ovation, and the way Matt Cord introduced him, and the way the crowd just said, you know what, after all of that stuff, we still love you. And the only reason we gave it to you at that time when you said what you said was because, as Nate said earlier, because we knew you were capable of doing it. And then he did it. And he and Allen went at it in the finals. We all remember how the finals went, winning game one, giving you the belief that they could win game two, which they almost did. Same thing for game three when they got back here to Philadelphia. But Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal just simply too much. Other supporting cast did their part. But Kobe Bryant, definitely Philadelphia for sure. 610-632-0975. As I'm even catching up with some things on social media with Nick Young talking about things, Lou Williams as well. Let's go to Jeremy in New Jersey next on 97.5. Jeremy.
Hey, how are you, brother?
Hanging in there.
Good. The first thing I want to say is that I'd like to extend my condolences on behalf of the continent of Africa and you know, and on behalf of the people of the Republic of Liberia, where I am from originally, for this loss. Yesterday, my wife went to do some grocery, and then she had to come home, and she said, "Sweetie, I'm coming home." I'm like, "Why are you coming home? You've just been out like for 10 minutes." She said, "Yes, I'm tired." And then I didn't listen to news, and then she came to tell me that she sat me in the couch and said, "Look, Kobe is dead." You know, and well, my wife told me that, you know, I couldn't just take the news, because Kobe, when I was in Africa before coming here to become a citizen, Kobe was my everything. First of all, Michael Jordan, you know, but I was a little younger. And so then Kobe came into the picture. And this guy made me to play basketball back in Africa. He was my model.
Mm-hmm.
Kobe Bryant was everything, you know, in terms of just showing me what life is and how focused one should be, how determined and how optimistic one should be in whatever you do. And then you can become successful. And this guy was very successful. Kobe Bryant, one thing I like about his play is the fact that Kobe defied gravity. Perhaps, in my opinion, even more than Michael Jordan, that he modeled. He suspended. I mean, he was in the air for seconds, more than Michael Jordan. And in my opinion, not because he's dead, and I have argued this all over the place, that Kobe is second best player in basketball. Besides that, my brother, Kobe was a unique, he was a fantastic and fabulous family member. And my heart goes to his wife and his three girls and, you know, his little daughter that died with him. I imagine he holding his daughter in the plane in the headquarter when it started crashing. I imagine Kobe holding on to his daughter.
Yeah.
And saying,
unfortunately,
and saying you will be all right.
Yeah.
You will be all right. So Kobe, I just called to again extend my condolences on behalf of the continent of Africa and Liberia, in particular where I'm from, to the family, to friends, to relatives, and to the entire basketball world, and to the commissioner of basketball in the United States of America.
I cried
since yesterday.
Yeah.
And I continue to cry.
Yeah, appreciate it, man. Thank you, Jerry.
Yeah,
hang in there,
you.
Man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Tough, man. In the global reach of the NBA, of course, but then you think about Kobe and Asia, where he really, really, you know, impacted things over there through not only just the NBA, but Nike basketball with his shoe, and how, you know, how the shoe companies now, they have people traveling overseas and doing their clinics and just some things over there in the summer, in the off season. And Kobe was huge, huge over there. We know Allen Iverson was huge over there. And right now you have guys like LeBron James and Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving with their shoe, and Steph Curry as well. Kobe Bryant, he was really, outside of Michael Jordan, he was really, right? I mean, switching from Adidas and going to Nike, and what he was able to do, he was huge. And that global reach, and of course reaching Africa, and David Stern, who passed away also just, what, a week and a half ago? David Stern? And now Kobe Bryant. 610-632-0975. And I'm looking at Tania Ganguly, who covers the Lakers for the LA Times, says she can confirm that Kobe did call LeBron Saturday night after James passed him on the all-time scoring list. Jordan called Kobe when Kobe passed him. He wanted to pay it forward. And here's a quote: "I'm so happy for Bron, all he's accomplished and continues to accomplish," Kobe told Bill Plaschke recently. So, yeah, that was, and people talk about it, how ironic it was with him, LeBron James, in Philadelphia Saturday night, passing Kobe, Philadelphia native, on third all-time list in his hometown, and speaking the way he spoke post-game about Kobe for like 4.5 minutes, I believe it was, for like 4.5 minutes, he spoke about Kobe and what it meant, and him playing in a tournament game. His school was playing in a tournament game in New Jersey. They were able to come up here to Philadelphia, and Kobe gave him his shoes and all kinds of stuff. Man, this stuff goes so far back. Like I was saying, just even my own personal experiences with meeting Kobe, and I speak about, and guys know I love Philadelphia basketball. Like I said, just having the opportunity to meet him, Rasheed Wallace, when I was a freshman, and I believe he was a sophomore or junior, Rasheed Wallace was, when he was playing against my cousin, Mikhail's dad, and I was crazy excited, right? I'm on the JV. We played Simon Gratz. The varsity is playing Simon Gratz in the big building. We finished. We come over and watch them. Afterwards, my cousin, he's the star of the team. Him and Rasheed are cool. I get to meet him. Other times, my other cousin was at FLC. I get to talk to Sean Colson and Faron Hand, Tyrone Weeks, watching these guys play. Alvin Williams, having an opportunity to get to know him later in his career, and watching all of these guys, man, and just and how great Philadelphia basketball is and was, and how they all had their relationship with Kobe Bryant. Rasul Butler had his relationship with Kobe Bryant. Went to, of course, Roman, then LaSalle, NBA, drafted by the Miami Heat. Had a long career, he and Kobe. Listening to Mark Jackson on the morning show and yesterday on NBC Sports Philly talking about their relationship. So many people. Philadelphia basketball is large, and that community is great. And I always love hearing the stories and remembering what these guys did on the floor, and Kobe was one of them. While I did not get a chance to go to that game at the Palestra against Rip Hamilton, I remember everything about it and everything that happened afterwards when my neighbor got home and she's telling me about it. I'm like, man, I can't believe I missed this game. And again, that's why I made sure I did not miss LeBron's game against Maurice Rice in Strawberry Mansion that year, because the hype was so big that I got to see this for myself. I have to see this for myself. So me and my brother went with my brother-in-law, and we got in the building even though we didn't have tickets at the Palestra, standing room only, and we saw LeBron James, and I remember that as well. Man, Eric in Brookhaven next on the Fanatic. Eric.
Hey, how you doing?
Good evening.
I just want to say my heart goes out to the Bryant family. Like, that's awful. Like, that, I could never. Like, my family, if something happened like that to me, I don't know what I'd do. But, like, Kobe, like, I respect him as a great player. And now they're talking about, like, he should be the new logo of the NBA. And I don't think, you know, I don't agree with that right now. And I know he loves Philly or whatnot, but he never wanted to be a Sixer. Like, I don't understand why.
That's okay. Didn't have to be a Sixer. It's okay.
Well, I met Charles Barkley once, and I actually talked to him. And I actually sent something about Kobe. Like, you know, he's from Lower Merion. Like, why wouldn't you want to be, like, a hometown, like, hero? Like,
he is a hometown hero.
With
it's okay.
Allen Iverson.
Yeah, that was up to the Sixers to make that happen, not him.
Dream was to play for the Lakers. I know that. And
okay, he lived out his dream, and he did that, and he's an all-time great, and he's going to be a Hall of Famer at the end of September, I believe, when they announce things here soon, and in March when they do, March or April, April when the Final Four will be taking place, they will announce the inductees into the Hall of Fame. Unfortunately, this is his first time, and unfortunately, he is not going to be there to make that speech. 610-632-0975. Guys, hang on. Just a quick programming note. Donnie Carr cannot make it. Not feeling well tonight, and totally understand that. So we appreciate Donnie even agreeing to do it. And hopefully he winds up at some point, you know, sharing the story whenever he has the opportunity, whenever he feels comfortable doing so, whether it's tomorrow, Wednesday, Thursday, whatever it might be. Definitely understand. So we'll take your phone call, 610-632-0975. We will certainly hear from Michael Bradley in the 8 o'clock hour and Anthony Gilbert in the 9 o'clock hour as well. 610-632-0975. Devon Givens with you, remembering Kobe Bryant tonight right here on The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
Ah, 729, 97.5, The Fanatic. I spoke too soon. I'm sorry. I apologize. So much stuff going on with my phone and people getting back to me. That was another guy who could not make it tonight. So I'm still assuming that Donnie Carr can make it. And that's in the 8 o'clock hour as well. I apologize. But like I said, I have so many messages sent out to people that I glanced at my phone instead of paying attention to it the way that I should have. And so I think Donnie is still coming on in the 8 o'clock hour. It was the other a friend of mine who was unfortunately unable to make it. And I totally understand again. So 610-632-0975. We actually have two open phone lines for the first time in a bit. If you want to jump in, 610-632-0975. 0975. Joe Torti will be in at 8 o'clock. Michael Bradley in the 8 o'clock hour. Anthony Gilbert of Hoop Magazine in the 9 o'clock hour. As we remember Kobe Bryant, some stories that you guys may have had from your interactions with him in the city. What he meant to you as a basketball fan, even once he got to the NBA. I remember everything early on. Everything. Just from the prom and, you know, all that stuff with Brandy and the announcement of him going pro with the shades on his head and that confidence and all of it, man. It was just amazing. Just amazing that he came from here. And when we talk about guys coming from here and we speak about Kobe, we feel the same way about Jameer Nelson. We feel the same way about Rip Hamilton. We feel the same way about the guys who are in the league now. When you go back up to Chester and you talk about Rondae Hollis Jefferson, and we speak often about how we always root for the Philly guys, the local guys, right? Whether they come from Norristown or John Salmon's out in Plymouth, White Marsh, even though we know that he's from the city and so on and so forth. So, yeah, Philly basketball is Philly basketball. And just like, We know Rip Hamilton would always say Coatesville, and he loved it. But, you know, he always talked about Philadelphia as well. 610-632-0975. Grady in Mount Airy on 97.5 The Fanatic. Grady.
Hey, Devon.
What's happening, man? How you doing?
I'm doing as, you know, exactly. Good as anybody else can be doing with all the...
And you're in Mount Airy, so you've seen a lot of great basketball players come out of there.
Oh man, I played for Sam Rhines, you know, time I was, about 12 to maybe 15 years old. And, that was my earliest memories of Kobe, and he played for the Sam Rhines AAU team.
Yeah.
And, nice to hear that, you know, I used to go to the clinics and nice to hear all the kids talk about Kobe this and Kobe that. And I had no idea.
How old were you?
They were talking about, I was about 13. Kobe's about 3 years older than me.
Okay.
So he's 41. I'm 38. So, you know, I was hearing all the kids, oh, Kobe's, did you see the windmill dunk or the 360 Kobe did, a 360? I'm thinking, who the heck are they talking about? Like, you know, I've never heard of him. I'm just hearing his name. And it was mostly like white kids. And Kobe sounded like a white name. I thought it was a white guy they were talking about. I ain't gonna lie. But then I heard my dad talk to my cousin Damien. And my cousin Damien, he was a big-time player at Westchester. He's actually the head coach at Westchester right now, Damien Blair.
Okay.
My dad was talking to him. He said, have you seen Jelly Bean's son Kobe play? And the look that he gave my dad, he didn't even say anything. He just looked at me.
The eyes, you know, the eyes. It's like, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah.
He just blew his breath. He said, shh, that kid. He said, this is when Kobe was still in high school. He said, that kid can play NBA right now.
Yeah.
And I was like, wow. I was like, now I gotta start looking for this kid. So then I started, you know, of course he started becoming famous right away. Like, pretty much when all that was going on, he started becoming famous locally, nationally. I saw him on Inside the NBA once. They were talking about him. They did a segment on him. You know, he took Brandy to the prom. And
big time, wasn't it?
You never knew that. I mean, you would never think that somebody that's, you know, in the area, and, you know, you see that would be doing all this. And he had the Philly swag. Like, if there was anyone from Philly, he was rocking the Oakleys on his head. You know, that was definitely a Philly thing, you know, when he, you know, made his announcement. So he was really, I mean, his swag, his game is Philadelphia through and through. I mean, he took it to the next level because every single year, I'm talking about probably his whole entire life, every single year he got better. And so, you know, Father Time caught up to him. But every single year, not just in the NBA, but his whole entire life, you can just tell that this guy put all the work in. And even after, you know, the All-Star game incident, because, you know, we was fresh off the finals loss. We wasn't even a year removed from that. So we were still feeling that. It was nothing personal. We was just, you know, he just beat us in the finals. He ripped our hearts out and everything, as he should have. I mean, he was, you know, as he should have. He wanted to do that. He's a champion.
Yeah, and you know what's crazy about that, Grady? But look, G, I was like this. When he said that, I was like, okay, what else is he supposed to say?
You don't
have to change who you are just because you are Philadelphia and you're playing Philadelphia. That's how you feel. Go at it, because what's Allen Iverson trying to do? Cut your heart out. The same thing, right?
Exactly what we're trying to do to you. You know what I'm saying? So, they had that mutual respect, and you knew that, and that was just, I mean, that's why that series was such an amazing thing to see the two competitors, Allen Iverson, or his coach. And I mean, of course, he had Shaq, too, and everybody else, but, I mean, Kobe Bryant was that. I mean, he was the first swing man to come out of high school. I mean, before that, it was
remember that.
Man, you know, yeah. Moses, Sean Kemp or
before Kevin him, Garnett. Kevin Garnett.
Yeah, Kevin Garnett, exactly. So Kobe was like the first swingman. That's why, you know, people did have their doubters at first, you know, but
that's why when he announced it, G, us all seeing, we like, what? I mean, the buzz was there, but we were like, seriously? He's really going to...
Yeah, nothing we've never seen before.
Yeah, he's really going to do it, and he did it, and he took it.
Big man. You can understand a big man because of the size, but somebody that's, you know, going to have to make moves.
And he was still thin. Why, you know, you know he's still going to grow and all that stuff, but he was still so thin, and you're like, yeah, the athleticism is there, and he could put the ball on the floor, but he's going to be able to take that contact. And remember those questions we used to have?
Definitely. I mean, even though he didn't get that many minutes, you know, early on, you still saw the flashes. You know, whenever he would get it, you're like, oh, you know he belongs. Like, it wasn't a question that he didn't belong. It never was a question that he didn't belong from day one.
Yeah.
He was behind Eddie Jones. I mean, Eddie Jones, of course, a beast at that time.
Yep.
I mean, so, you know, he had to compete with that, and he overcame that. I mean, he started in an All-Star game over Eddie Jones, and Eddie Jones started over him at that
off
time.
Off the bench, because he was that guy, and the fans voted
him
in,
Everybody saw it. We knew it. The NBA community knew it. We saw it. I mean, it was something that was undeniable. His work ethic, that's why everybody admires him so much. That not even NBA players, you know, you can have people that is just, you know, just pretty much as everyday blue collar going to work, you know, you admire that, you know, somebody that even as great as they are, he's still trying to get better. Like,
he take 2 weeks off. G, thanks for the call, man. Great story, man. Really appreciate that. Took 2 weeks off. That's what he would do. He would take 2 weeks off and get right back at it. On the floor, getting that work. And I read something from Rex Chapman on Twitter where Rex Chapman was talking about how he was having a good game. I think he had like 21 points in the first half. Kobe and Rex Chapman were lined up on the free throw line, right? Somebody shooting free throws, and they lined up next to each other for, you know, contending for the rebound. And Kobe leaned in and said, you know what? How many jump shots do you take in the summer? And he was like, something like all day or whatever it might have been. And, you know, close to 500. And he was like, okay. So he was picking his brain right there of just one of the great shooting guards at that time, Rex Chapman, and what he wanted to do, what he wanted to make sure he did his work as well to go out there and here it is, real fast. He said he was 19. It was he got hot one night in LA. He was 19 and wild. He leaned over and asked me during the free throw, Rex, how much do you shoot in the summer? I said, every day, hundreds of jumpers. Kobe was always curious, always thinking, always competing. That's Rex Chapman. 610-632-0975. Ron in Germantown next on the Fanatic. Hey, Ron.
Yo, hey, how's it going, man?
It's going, man. Tough, right?
Yeah, man. Like, I feel like it's like that for everybody right now. I just wanted to call in and kind of express my sentiments just to, like, you know, yesterday I spent the whole day just, you know, in disbelief. And then today, you know, today it hits and then, like, you start looking for understanding and all this, like, you know, with the little girl's daughter, it was just, man, it's tough. It's tough.
Very.
So, like, you know, you're looking at him as an athlete. You know, he's a monster on the court. You got the Mamba mentality. He has all these athletic accolades, you know, 18 all-time. You know, it's just the list just keeps on going. So, you know, as a guy of faith, yeah, that's what I turn to in times like this. And I just, you know, I look at everything that he's accomplished as far as, you know, him being an athlete. And then you look at him as a motivational factor, him motivating athletes all over the world, and then you have all these younger kids in the NBA who he took under his wings, who you look at right now, you look at LeBron James, you know, he straight out of high school just like Kobe. Who did he look up to? You know, you look at, you know, all these guys from LA who are in the league now, who watched him play growing up, and you just, you know, as a motivational factor in that way, he taking them under their wing, working out with them over the summer, even after he's retired. You know, he's giving back to the WNBA. He has his a daughter team. And you just look at everything that this man has done. And the only thing that I could come up with is, like, you know, God really just called him home, man. God had to call him home, man. When something like this, a freak accident happens like this, it's only one way I can really look at it as a man of faith, and that's how I'm looking at it.
Because it doesn't make sense, right?
It just doesn't.
Doesn't make any sense, man. Ron, thanks so much, man. Appreciate it. Hang in there. 610-632-0975. We'll still hear from Donnie Carr in the 8 o'clock hour. Also, Michael Bradley and Anthony Gilbert in the 9 o'clock hour. And, of course, Joe Torti, my partner, will jump in here at 8, and we'll get his thoughts on everything, what his Sunday was like, what his today has been like, and a lot to still talk about here with you guys about Kobe Bryant right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
746, 97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you. Joe Torti will be in 14 minutes to hang out with us until 10 o'clock. Then Joe will go until midnight. Again, continuing the conversation, remembering Kobe Bryant, our native son, and his untimely death Sunday morning in California, headed to his gym. The Mamba Academy, and I did not fail to mention tonight, I spoke about it last night when I talked to Tyler and Pat Egan, that I had reached out to a couple of friends in L.A., and one of them being a close friend of mine who works at the Mamba Sports Academy. So, he was part of what was going on yesterday morning when he did not arrive, and I texted just to check in and see how he was doing, and all I got back was the heartbreak emoji from him yesterday. So I think we've all seen some of the still photos from the kids waiting for Kobe and Gianna to get to the gym, and then the news they had to take. And just a tough day from coast to coast and even around the world for all the Kobe Bryant fans, one of our own. Let's go to Edwin in North Philly next on The Fanatic. Edwin.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Yeah, man. It's going.
Hard to find words, but yeah, man, I've been a long time listener. This is only like my second time calling, but you know, I had to call.
Thank you.
I guess find peace, basically. Remember him, just find peace and just letting him go the right way, you know. So just, man, Kobe to me, man, so many just stories. I was born in Puerto Rico. I came to Philly when I was 12, and you know, in Puerto Rico, of course, we don't have a basketball team, you know, from the NBA, so. Everybody just, at that time, you know, Kobe was, you know, three-peating with Shaq and all of that good stuff was going on. And just, you know, I just remember him. You know, I modeled my life after this guy, you know. And then out of all places, I came to Philly, you know, after, you know, I came here to the States. And I just brought me closer to him somehow. But, you know, I can just remember just me being, you know, there for all of his wins, all of his losses, like suffered through all of his, you know, losses, especially that finals against the Celtics. But yeah, man, I remember so many projects and just presentations that I did in high school, college, just on him and how he inspired me to be great, man. Like not just emulating his moves and on the court, but just emulating his lifestyle. Because to me, and that, you know, I had a post on Facebook of just me, pictures of me as a kid, just with like all of these Lakers gear when he was winning the championships. You know, I buy all of the championship gear that, and celebrating like I was there on the court celebrating the championship with him. But that's what basically what I put, like, you know, you were more than just a basketball player. To me, you were a lifestyle, you know, just like hard work, determination, work ethic. Like that's what I model myself, you know, after him. So just to see him go, man, it's just so shocking. I still can't believe it.
Yeah.
Shocking, surreal, like, unbelievable just to know that he's no longer with us. So, you know, just want to get close this chapter and, you know, hopefully I can get through it. You know, it's been rough. Just, I told my girl that, you know, I lost my grandfather, and I feel more hurt now that I lost Kobe, because Kobe was my role model. You know, growing up, I didn't really have a role model. I guess that's why I just love Kobe so much. And, you know, just, I want to say, Kobe, I love you. God bless you. My condolences go out to all of his family, and my prayers go out to all of his family, all of our, you know, his fans. And love you, Kobe. Rest in peace, brother.
Thank you, man. Appreciate that, Edwin. Great stuff. Rob in Bucks County checking in with us on 97.5 The Fanatic. Hey, Rob.
Hey.
What's up?
Yeah, I just wanted to call about Kobe. And I just wanted to say, you know, when I first started watching basketball, it was between him and AI in 2001. And I got to admit, I didn't like him back then. But, I mean, over time watching him and everything he did single-handedly, and just, I think he's one of the, I think he's even maybe even better of a clutch player than Jordan. I mean, I would never, that's the guy I want with the ball in his hand at the end of the game. I mean, this is going to, I mean, Kobe Bryant in L.A., LeBron ain't going to be the king there. Kobe will always be the king of the Lakers.
Oh, and yeah, without question. You have even living Laker greats that say that Kobe Bryant was the best that ever put on the purple and gold, man.
I just don't understand how something. All I heard was that there was a special request that was confirmed to actually because of the weather, is what I heard. And they said that they had to get a special request to take off. And the only person who had discretion over that, if he was uncomfortable with the weather, I heard was the pilot.
Yeah, well,
and
I mean,
from what I'm telling you, is the plane should have never, or the helicopter should have never took off. It's just I don't understand. Roy Holiday.
Well, I mean, listen, man, and those guys, thanks for the call, man. Those guys do that stuff all the time, and it was up to their discretion if that's what it was. I saw some reports about that as well, where things were so tough with the fog and that early part of the morning with the fog, where they left it up to them, and I guess they felt like it was okay, and they can make it through. And unfortunately, that was not the case. 610-632-0975. Anthony in South Philly checking in with us next. Anthony.
Hey man, how you doing, man? Listen, I'm just now really coming around. It's been a rough, yesterday was rough.
Yes.
Today was better. Everybody from work was calling me because they knew how I felt about the guy. I mean, I was getting called all day. I wouldn't answer the phone. I just didn't feel like talking about it. I just wanted to be inside my own space. But anyway, I think Kobe was disrespected a lot, even up until the time that, up until yesterday, until the incident. He was disrespected a lot. You have sports writers, guys that do what you do, radio personalities, and I don't know if they really were serious about some of the things that, like, as far as rating him, or were they doing it just to get a rise out of the billions of people, millions of people, that love Kobe Bryant, because they know if they say something that didn't sound right, you're gonna get a lot of like, oh, why? How could you say this? Or how could you say that? Just recently, about 2 months ago, this sports page, I forget the name of it, they had Kobe ranked 14th all time.
Mm-hmm.
14th. Are you really? I mean, these guys should be fired, or are they trying to get a rise out of somebody? So I mean, it's cool. And I think Kobe may have brought a lot of it on himself from the beginning of his career, because he was a very arrogant dude. There's no way around it.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't get the respect that he deserved because of a lot of things. That I think that Colorado thing kind of messed him up a little bit.
Yeah, and unfortunately, you know, that's part of his story.
That's part of it, right. That's always going to be a part of his story. And that may, in the long run, why they didn't promote him like they promote LeBron. Don't get me wrong, LeBron was the right guy to promote, but they took it too far, saying he was better than either one of those cats. I don't want to start a debate, but he's not better than either one, Michael or Kobe. He's not better than either one of them. So, and it just went on and just got spiraled out of control, and I just think Kobe was disrespected, and it needs to stop. If you go look at this man's highlights, and for the most part, look at who he did it against.
Well, I mean, I know, man, and there are plenty of these types of conversations that may or may not happen going forward. Thanks so much, man. Really appreciate it about the debates of who is the best and all of that. Right now, you know what? He's getting the respect that he certainly deserves. 610-632-0975 at 9 o'clock. Kobe Bryant's final NBA game will be aired on ESPN. And I'm sure Joe Torti and I will be in here checking it out as we do the show. 610-632-0975. Connor Thomas as well. And we will talk to Joe Torti when we get back. Antoine, Maureen, Chris, Dwayne, and Chuck. One open phone line. I can't wait to hear all of you. Twan, Chris, Maureen, Dwayne, Chuck. We will get to you when we come back with Joe Torti next. Remembering Kobe Bryant right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.